At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk. It's Psychobabble. On this week's episode, we are talking about how I became crack buddies with Tyler Posey. We're also talking about how to flirt in a drive-thru, and we are going to talk about how you, at home, can be my co-host in an upcoming episode. Stick around and subscribe on iTunes and get ready for Psychobabble. Well, hey there, Corey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Welcome to the first episode of Psychobabble.
I'm happy to finally be here.
I know. I feel like this has been so long in the making.
Absolutely.
We have been, for those at home who might not know about how long we've been working on this, this has been a thought in our brain since the beginning of the year, but then we announced it at VidCon, and it's something that we've kind of been developing and trying to get off the ground, and it's taken a little while because we're just trying to make it the very best that we possibly can, but here we are.
Finally, yeah. You called me in January to talk about this.
No, I did not. Did I really?
January.
Oh my gosh, we're so slow.
Well, you've been very busy. You've done a lot this summer.
I mean, this summer has been big, which before we get to the summer,
yeah,
let's talk a little bit about how we know each other, because some people at home might not necessarily know who you are, but we go way back.
We do. We've been friends. It'll be like 7 years this fall.
That's the worst decision of my life, is to keep you in my life.
You tricked me into being friends with you.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's go there. Let's dive deep, Corey.
You know what our friends used to say about you.
What? I don't know.
In college, when I was like, I'm going to be friends with this freshman, because I was a fifth-year senior at that point.
Corey is just old. Monumentally old.
Yeah.
He is by far one of the oldest people I know. He was
Thank
around
you.
Before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He invented the flip phone.
I did. All of those things.
All those things.
While in college.
While in college. While I was still in elementary school. And so then when I was a freshman in college, I saw – you could go down the little hallways and you could see who the RAs in the building are. RAs, for people who don't know, are the people who are in charge of each hallway while you're at college. And they kind of keep the freshmen in line, and they write up people who disobey the rules. And I saw on the little poster board a picture of Corey. And I was with my girls and I was like, who is that gay? And
Excuse I was me. You were like, who is that tall drink of water?
No, for a minute I was a little thirsty, but then I met you and I was like,
ugh. Oh, thank you.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So then you stalked me in college.
I did not stalk you per se.
You deleted what you first wrote on my Facebook wall because it was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. You know when you can go back and see your friendship and then you see like the first thing you ever said to somebody? It was like a paragraph about all the things we had
like
in common.
Carrie Underwood and Big Brother.
It was so cringeworthy.
I mean, you were 18, so.
Listen, times have changed. I'm 7 years older and I'm still as cringeworthy.
Truly.
Literally. Okay, so then we met.
We did. I don't even remember the – well, yeah, the first time we met was at – in the cafeteria, wasn't it?
Right. I was sitting alone.
Forever alone.
I was sitting alone. It was like 8 a.m. because I was about to go to Hebrew class, and Corey waltzes over and my heart is thumping.
Well, this was after you had written on my Facebook wall. So we were the only two people in the cafeteria. So had I not sat with you, it would have been very awkward because it was like we were Facebook friends but not friends in real life.
Right, right. So he sat there. It was really awkward.
And then we realized so quiet and awkward.
Shut up. And then we realized that we both love Mario Kart, and that's kind of, I think, the foundation of our friendship.
Video games.
No, not video games. Just Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would play Mario Kart all the time back in college. And the other RAs didn't like me.
No, they called you creepy resident.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. For sure, I will throw Leslie under the bus.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't creepy.
I didn't know you didn't know that.
How does it feel? I do know that they insisted that you left your door open when we played Mario Kart. And I was like, what do you think we're up to?
That was the resident hall, not our friends.
Whatever. And then we ended up going to spring break together that year.
We did.
And then we were best friends for a few years. And then we moved, as soon as I graduated from college, we moved to San Francisco together.
We did.
Yeah.
That was an adventure for sure.
I mean, yeah, it was like some of the best years of my life.
Well, we were just
so far.
We had been in Michigan and we were just drinking and we cheersed one night and said, let's move to San Francisco.
And then we literally just went the next weekend, found a place, signed it.
Yeah. Well, I remember waking up in the morning and being like, vaguely remembering because it was a night of drinking and then thinking, were they serious about moving to San Francisco? Because I was and I want to go.
Yeah, I was serious. Once I get an idea, I'm like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
So we flew out. We signed a lease. We flew back, told our parents, and then we like were gone the next week. And then we lived in San Francisco for a little bit. We
it
had some adventures.
So fast.
And then I moved to LA last January, and you joined me this January.
I did. I just missed you so much.
Right, right. And I would say one of the pillars of our friendship since we've known each other has been YouTube.
Because oh, absolutely.
Since the very beginning of when we started hanging out was literally, I think, the same month that I made my YouTube account.
Yeah, well, to be honest, so you've Facebook friended me, as we mentioned, and then I did like you were putting your videos on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I was watching your videos on Facebook.
Were you embarrassed for me?
I was.
Because my first videos were terrible.
That's why they're all private.
Yeah, you started about the same time though, right?
Well, it's so funny, yeah, because I created a channel and I purposely picked a name way back in the day that I didn't want people to be able to find me.
Right.
I didn't want friends and family in real life to find me because I was like, what is this world?
Well, I was exact opposite. I was like, find me world. I was Tyler Oakley from the beginning.
I'm Tyler
back when
Oakley.
Everyone had like vanity URLs and
yeah.
like gross like
yeah.
Gray K2.
Gray K2. May he rest in peace.
That was Corey's old account name. May it live in infamy.
Yeah.
And since then, we've made a ton of videos together.
Oh my God.
What have we done?
We just are together always.
Right. You shaved my head once.
I did. In honor of the Britney Spears.
Yeah, it was the 5-year anniversary of her shaving her head. So we had to honor her.
Are you going to do it again for the 10-year?
I think so. Will you come back and do the honor?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll still be around.
Okay, God bless.
I know you said I'm so old, I'm practically dead.
You might be dead by then. I mean, who knows? We also did the chicken nugget challenge a couple years.
That was terrible.
Yep, it was the absolute worst. It's basically the one day a year where I'm guaranteed to puke.
It's like the purge.
It is literally the purge. For those at home who don't know it, it's you eat as many chicken nuggets as you can in 20 minutes. Corey wins every year.
I'm just a very hungry boy.
He's just hungry.
I also just don't like to lose things.
It's so bizarre because I feel like I have room for all the chicken nuggets.
You would think.
But somehow you pull out all the stops. I think it's because you have a bigger torso.
Yeah.
Voodoo.
Yeah, I'm like a man. I can eat 51 chicken nuggets
like
in 20
man.
Minutes.
Not quite a man.
Not quite a boy. Not quite a man.
Calm down, Brittany.
I will.
So we've done that. We've done shaving our head. What else have we done? We did the best friend tag.
We did.
We did us dancing to a One Direction song with Just Dance, the
yeah.
video game.
That video for me...
What? Oh my God, what was the most recent video we did last in August? The poopy diaper challenge.
Oh my God.
So we've done it all.
I mean, we've eaten 50 chicken nuggets in 20 minutes twice and eaten melted candy out of diapers. So I'm pretty sure we have done it all.
That is the definition of friendship.
I think so.
I think. I mean, where can we go from here? I mean, honestly, where can we go from here? Nothing else except psychobabble.
That's why we're here.
So now that you guys are a little bit more acquainted with Corey, you can understand the reason why he's going to be here every episode. And because, like, you know what? I just want this to be a moment for y'all at home to feel like you're hanging out with two best friends and you have two more best friends that are on your side always.
And I love that we can wear whatever we want since we're not being filmed and we can show up in sweatpants.
Let's talk about what we're wearing today.
And have like a pajama party.
Oh my God. I should have worn sweatpants. What was I thinking?
I honestly, when I picked you up from your apartment, I was shocked that you weren't wearing sweatpants.
A, how dare you?
Yeah.
B, you're right.
Say B, I'm very right.
You're 100% correct. You are currently wearing a sweatshirt
that you
used
gave
to be
me.
Mine.
Yeah.
Will you describe in detail the color of
it? Oh, my God. I don't want – you know how mad I get when you want me to describe colors because you can't call anything a normal color.
I would say that's a subtle peach still on the vine.
A peach – not quite peach off the vine.
That's like a subtle, recently lotioned, sun-kissed skin of an old man.
I'm surprised you didn't call it like – a subtle apricot.
Oh, yes. And what color am I wearing?
You're literally wearing blue and black and gray.
How dare you?
And for you, it would be like, oh, I'm wearing sky at 8 p.m. and like dark water.
This gray is whale gray. This is a whale.
What kind of whale? Oh. And I'm pretty sure whales are blue.
This is a female whale.
Yeah.
Mid-aged.
Yes.
Happy?
Yes. Had you said sad, I would have argued about that color
right.
Gray. But like, oh, you're right. That is happy whale gray you're wearing.
Yep. Yep.
A vision in happy
whale
gray.
I want to set the scene for the people at home. Like, this is just audio. So they need to know. They need to understand the mood of the clothes we're wearing.
They need to know what mood we're in.
Well, great. Well, now that that's established, I say we dive a little into what we've been up to this summer.
It's – yeah, I mean, because we haven't been here recording Psychobabble.
The goal was to have been spending our summer recording, but it's been the craziest summer of my life, I would say.
Yeah.
What about yours?
Well, absolutely.
Usually, we're just sitting around watching Big Brother.
And hanging out and eat, when I say eating
Doritos.
Oh, my
God. Wait. So Corey recently did an interview, and they asked him – what was the question?
They were just asking me all about you.
It was a thing that I did for a TV show.
Yeah.
And they wanted to interview Corey.
Behind the scenes B-roll.
Yeah. And
this is my
Corey.
Now.
They asked him, so what is it like to be – has anything changed in your friendship with Tyler since he's gained notoriety? And Corey responds, and I'm sitting there on the couch listening. I'm like, what is he about to say?
That was the hardest part, you sitting right in the room. I was like, how am I supposed to reveal all the secrets with him sitting right there?
Well, Corey's response was a mess. Corey started with
– hold on. You know I'm not used to having the big lights and camera on me.
Uh-huh.
So I just got so very snervous.
Which is – for those that don't know, snervous is scared and nervous.
Yes, I was so nervous and there were just cameras and lights everywhere. I was sweating. I had back sweat.
That's the worst.
And I was wearing –
you know when you can feel that one drip and
yeah.
You're like, this is the end.
And I was wearing sad whale gray, so it was showing right through.
It was on your face.
Yeah.
It was on your wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah. And they asked, yeah, have you changed? And I said, no, we still hang out in the summertime and eat Doritos.
I was sitting there like, literally, what are you talking
about?
But
like, we do hang out in the summertime.
We have never spent any day in the summer sitting and eating Doritos. I have no clue what you think of our friendship.
It's all based on summertime and Doritos.
I feel like that's the new Hilary Duff song. Summertime and Doritos.
That's your new single.
That's my new single, Summertime and Doritos. You can get it on iTunes at $1.29. Please enjoy.
Yeah.
But truly, what do we spend our summers doing? What was this summer for you?
Oh, my God. This summer for me was a lot because I just moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been very busy. I tried Hairspray for the first time.
The musical?
No. The product.
Oh. Either way, you are gay.
Yeah, it's been a very busy summer. I've also been working on losing my tank top tan lines.
Mm.
Yes. You know I'm terribly
busy. I was
busy.
Concerned.
They're still here. They're not going anywhere.
Thanks for the update.
I'm setting the scene. That's what you wanted.
God bless.
Your summer has been much more extravagant.
I mean, you've kind of been tagging along for
everything. Oh, I know. I have been there for quite a bit.
We've had award shows.
Yeah.
We've gone to the Young Hollywood – well, you didn't come to the Young Hollywood Awards.
No, because I'm too old.
Well, I don't know how they let me in. But I went. It was fun. Me and Jenna Marbles were both nominated. She ended up winning I think – what was the award called? Choice Web Star? Not Choice Web Star.
It was a Web Star Award.
It was a Web Award. And Jenna Marbles won. She went up.
Queen of the Internet, I think, is what they called
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Queen of the Internet. I did not win, which was a travesty. But she went up. She accepted the award. And it was a great speech.
And
we also went to the VMAs.
We did.
Which
was
fun.
MTV Movie Awards.
Well. Yeah. Oh, we went to the Movie Awards. I was working the MTV Movie Awards, too. And I got to interview Nicki Minaj there. That was a moment.
She was a moment.
I was freaking out.
You fangirled a little bit over Nicki
Minaj.
Well,
I mean, you have a couple minutes with each celebrity. And so I was like, how do I properly convey that you are my everything and I know every single lyric without looking like a freak fangirl?
Yeah.
And I don't know what I accomplished.
I think you pulled it off.
Did I?
I think you only cried for a minute.
Okay. Great. No, she looked great. I mean, the whole night was really fun. But anytime I'm there to, like, do interviews, it's a little stressful because I want to go run around and, like, meet my favorites.
You want to, like, play with them.
And play with them and be like, girl, you are fabulous. But I have questions to ask. So that's a little stressful.
Yeah. You went to the Teen Choice Awards.
Teen Choice Awards were great. Yeah. I ended up winning.
You won two Teen Choice Awards.
Two Teen Choice Awards.
Two surfboards.
I think my favorite part was the fact that any of us got to go. It was like an internet award show.
It was awesome. I was there too. I snuck into the Teen Choice Awards.
I don't know how, considering you're decrepit.
I shaved. And that whole section we sat in was like all internet people.
I mean, Hillary Duff was across from me.
And Abby Lee Miller
was behind
you.
Abby Lee Miller was behind me. Yeah. There was a moment in my fandom when I think there was a little bit of tension. Between the Dance Moms fandom and the Tyler Oakley family. And for some reason, people thought that we hated each other. And so we sat next to each other at the RuPaul's Drag Race finale.
And you and her go way back.
We go way back. And then at the Teen Choice Awards, we were sitting in, next to each other again. And she goes, we are always seeing each other. I'm like, girl, it's because we are destined to be. We took a selfie.
Next year's our guest, Abby Lee.
Who knows? Who knows? Actually, maybe. But Abby and I, you know, we're in love. So there's no animosity.
Well, I mean, like, everyone in front of the Dance Mom team was all internet people.
They were very confused.
That was the, like, cutoff between internet and Dance Moms.
I'm fairly certain she thought I was a seat filler, which is normal for all of these award shows. At the Young Hollywood Awards, I was at a table with Ryan Cabrera and
Nolan Gould.
Yeah, from Modern Family. And I think Ryan Cabrera might have thought that I was a seat filler. He was super kind, but he also had no clue who I was, which I have no expectation that anybody would understand. But when they showed me on the screen when they were announcing the nomination, he was very confused. And I get it because a lot of people don't watch the internet or watch YouTubers. But
what is Ryan Cabrera up to? Did you find out?
I did not find out.
Interesting.
I found out that he was fascinated by YouTube.
Wow. Did you tell him to subscribe and follow?
I did not.
Like?
I didn't think that he would enjoy my content. Maybe he does. Ryan, if you're at home listening, I love you. You were the soundtrack of my life. You're the queen of pop, and I can't wait for your return.
I can't believe you just gave Ryan Cabrera a shout out.
Yeah, you know what? Anything can happen on Psycho Apple. We also went to the Fandom Awards.
We did go to the Fandom Awards.
That was fun.
That was insane. You were like hosting.
Can I tell you something? I didn't know that I was hosting until I showed up.
I don't think we did. I mean, we didn't know.
I had zero clue. I show up and the producers are like, are you excited to host? I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought I was just presenting an award.
Yeah.
Me and Tyler Posey presented the OMG moment of the year.
OMG.
Which was OMG filled.
How fun is he, though?
Oh, my gosh. He's crazy.
Yeah.
I love him. Can I tell you something that happened at the Teen Choice Awards that I haven't told anyone? I felt a poke on my back. And I was like, who is this? I was assuming it was Trevor Moran or something. And I turn around and it was Tyler Posey. And I'm like, oh, my God, hey, how are you? Because we've been seeing each other a lot this summer between, like, the Fandom Awards and the Teen Choice Awards and everything. And he was like, hey, buddy. Which actually, that was a really good impression of him. And what I do with my friends, and I think the people at home might know, is I have this like, weird habit of anytime I hug somebody, I immediately then take their hands and I start cracking their knuckles and stuff.
You do this to me.
And I don't know why. I don't know why I do it, but I started to do that. And apparently I feel comfortable enough to do that with Tyler Posey because as soon as he said hi, I hugged him and I immediately took his hand and I started cracking his like thumb, and I was like, oh my God, we are not at this level of friendship.
Did you successfully crack a knuckle?
I cracked it, and I don't know what he thinks of me now.
I think you should change your Twitter bio to I cracked one of Tyler Posey's knuckles.
You know, that is a claim to fame.
Was it the thumb one? Did you go in for the big one?
I went in for the thumb.
Yeah.
I did it. I said, you know, in my head, I was thinking, go big or go home.
Right.
And he went along with it.
He rolled.
He popped, if you will.
Yeah. He loved it. He changed his Twitter bio that Tyler Oakley popped one of my knuckles.
You know, that's the level of friendship we have, apparently.
New besties. You guys will be hosting the TCAs next year.
We're crack buddies, I think.
I don't think
some
you
cultures
should.
Might call it that. America would not.
I don't think you should call it a crack buddy.
But besides award shows, we've been also busy with conventions.
Oh, my gosh.
We went to Summer in the City. You didn't come to that.
No.
No, I just went to that. It was great. I got to meet a whole bunch of London viewers.
Brits.
The Brits, if you will. Went to Vlogger Fair.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Which was my first time to Seattle, which was great.
Did it rain?
You know?
You can never be sure.
You can never be sure. I always make it rain.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that people say? Is that what the youth
that
say?
Tyler Oakley rain just won't let up.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Wait, what is that? That's a Rihanna lyric.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We also went to FanFest in Singapore and Sydney.
Oh, my God. That was insane.
That was the craziest. I had never been to Singapore. And
no, I had never been to Singapore.
I wasn't
Sydney.
Really sure what to expect because as a YouTuber, you never really know who is where, who's watching from where. And to go to Singapore and to have that kind of response.
It was crazy.
I 100% felt like for a minute, like I don't think of myself at this level at all. But for a minute, I was like, this must be what pop stars feel like.
Yeah.
Because it was like just pandemonium.
Crazy.
I also think it's maybe because a lot of people don't necessarily go to Singapore. I was like, yeah. I am ready to go back to Singapore. I loved it. Everyone was so nice. Like,
the weather was very hot, but I loved it.
Oh, yeah. That was a little
– it was a little sticky. Humid. Their air-conditioned hotel rooms were wonderful.
I was into that, yeah. But everyone in Singapore was so nice. And then we went on to Sydney.
That's my favorite place I've been.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your first time to Australia, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love Australia. And then Sydney was no exception. Everyone there was super kind.
I just want – I'm ready to go back. The boys there.
The boys?
They were beautiful.
We'll save it. We'll talk about boys later. But after that, we also went to Digifest UK.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Oh, my gosh. I've literally
like
forgotten everything we've done this summer.
We've done Playlist Live. We did VidCon, which was nuts. It was your first VidCon, right?
Yeah.
How was it?
I loved it. I love all of those things.
What did you think of VidCon before you went to VidCon? What did you think you were getting yourself into?
It was actually pretty much right on par with what I thought as far as number of fans, like craziness, just number of people in general. But like everyone's so nice. And that's the one thing about the conventions is people wait and wait and wait for hours to like meet as many people as they can. But everyone is so nice when they finally get up to like meet you or take a picture or give you a hug. It's just a lot of good energy.
Right. My favorite moment, I think, by far was we did a Q&A on stage. That was really fun. That's where we actually announced the podcast.
Yeah.
And another favorite moment, what else did I love? We surprised you guys. That was really fun.
Yeah. I was going to say that was sad that you weren't able to be there for the pizza party because you were doing interviews and everything else.
Right. I was backstage doing interviews, but I was like, we had found out that you guys had to wait, I think, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
They had been lining up since wee hours of the morning.
6 a.m. is what I heard.
Yeah.
So you guys were waiting in line from 6 a.m. and I was like, that is unacceptable. So I was like, they must be bored out of their wits and Starvation Station Rhythm Nation.
And the relief in their eyes when I walked in with 50 cheese pizzas.
We were like, Corey and I were like, what can we do to like make it worth our while? Because like sometimes it's like you wait in line all that time and then you get to meet like whoever you're waiting for.
Yeah.
And it can be a pretty quick moment. Even though I try to like talk as much as I can with people and like just hang out with them while I'm meeting them, security can kind of rush it, or you know, sometimes like time can kind of rush it, and I hate that. But I was like, let's make it worth our while. So we sent you guys pizzas, which was fun.
That was the first time in my life that I've ever been around that much pizza and didn't eat a piece.
You didn't have a piece? I didn't have a piece.
I figured all the people had been waiting for so long.
I had tweeted. I said, save me a piece. And y'all at home
didn't.
They didn't.
No.
I was so offended.
Yeah. No, as I was walking out sweaty and gross from having delivered 50 pizzas, which were piping hot. Good job, whoever you ordered from. I was like sweaty walking out being like, why did I not grab a piece for myself?
Yeah. Well,
I guess
I'm next year.
Next year. Fingers crossed.
Hashtag fingers crossed.
That must be what it feels like to be a pizza delivery person.
You know, I've always dreamed of that.
You would eat all of it before it even got to the house.
I would literally. No, I think I would arrive and I would try to become buddies with them.
So that they would like give you a piece.
Yeah.
Like what would you say when you like arrive at the door? It's like knock on the door. Okay, you're never going to get any pizza like that.
Hey, big boy.
I see you got this large pizza.
Oh, my gosh. There's no way you could eat all this. There's absolutely no way.
Can I have the littlest slice?
Just maybe like a little nibble.
I mean, I literally could picture you doing that.
I mean, here's the thing. If I'm delivering like breadsticks, they'd never know.
I think they would. I think the websites these days advertise like 8 breadsticks.
Well, as somebody who used to work at McDonald's, you could always have a slip up of how many pieces go into a 20 piece
of nuggets.
And they never know.
Would you ever slip someone an extra nugget?
If I love them, if it's somebody cute, I would slip them a nugget.
But you could only tell from their voice, right? You worked the drive-thru.
I mean, the people at home can tell. Can't you tell?
Yes.
Just from our voice.
Absolutely. They're like, those two are getting extra nuggets.
Extra nuggets.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I worked at McDonald's, they would say, you have to charge for the sauces. 10 cents. You have to push on the register. 10 cents. If they want an additional sauce, it's an additional 10 cents.
How many were you allowed to have?
You can get one sauce packet per 4-piece.
Okay,
so if you have 20 nuggets, you get 4 sauces if you ask for them. But if some people want extra. And so I'm like, if they got a hot voice, you can have all the ranch you want.
Did you ever like slip someone your phone number through the drive-thru at McDonald's?
No. I don't think I was that ballsy back in high school.
Nowadays, you would.
Nowadays, I am shameless.
You would be being like, yo, follow me on Twitter as you're handing them.
Yeah. I write on all the bags of McDonald's bags. I'm like, thank you for shopping at McDonald's. Please follow me on Twitter for more updates.
At Tyler Oakley.
At Tyler Oakley. Wait, can we talk about when I was accepting my award at the Teen Choice Awards, I shamelessly promoted my Twitter on stage, televised.
I know.
I said, follow me on Twitter.
You said, yeah, I'll be like.
I have never been more shameful.
No, that was like perfect. I mean, Bethany was like thanking everyone and saying they were all like her best friends and you were like, yo.
I was like, right, but also follow me on Twitter. Like, I think that's either the highest point of my life or the lowest point.
I think so.
Which are you choosing?
I mean, well, you,
simultaneously both.
Well, I was going to say, you did end up on, like, a worst dress list, so I thought that was...
No, I did not. Was, did I just...
Not for the Teen Choice Awards earlier this year.
I was on worst dress for the...
Movie Awards.
Which was a hate crime, I would say.
I agree.
They said I looked like Caesar Flickerman.
They were just using you for, like, clicks. I know it.
McDonald's did the same thing.
In the drive-thru?
At the drive-thru. Yeah. Those were the days.
Well, I know earlier we talked about us being best friends.
Right.
But with you having met everybody this summer, celebrities at the award shows and everything, I figured we could, like, play a little game where we find out who should be your celebrity best friend. Like, in case anything were to ever happen to me. And, like, you didn't want to hang out in the summertime and eat Doritos anymore.
Right.
Like, you should find a new celebrity.
Okay, so besides you and besides Tyler Posey, who would be my next celebrity best friend?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be so easy and quick. I'm just going to, like, rapid fire. Like, you can – do you want options or you just want to, like, say what you would do and I'll find the option on the list? I'm sure they've got
it. Yeah. You just ask me the question and I'll tell you my answer.
Okay. So, like, what would you like to do on a Friday night out?
Ooh, laptop time. I want to be in my pajamas, on my couch. Wait, did it say out? If I'm already out, I would leave and go home and get on my pajamas and be on my computer.
Perfect. Yes. That sounds – I know exactly what you would do.
Okay.
What do you usually, like, talk about with, like, friends and stuff?
What? Well, give me some options.
Like gossip, total nonsense, psychobabble, TV and movies, shopping, sports.
I think maybe gossip.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would your best friend do if you got dumped? What would you want them to do for you?
I want them to give me the cold, hard truth and be like, girl, you need to grow up, realize that you are in control of your life, and you need to get out there and get a new man.
That is literally an option. Deliver some real talk.
That's what I want.
That's what you're looking for. So how do you, like, feel about gossip?
You know?
Is it, like, your guilty pleasure or, like, fun or, like...
Or what? Give me some more options.
People should mind their own business. Haters gonna hate. I'm above all that.
I think I'm simultaneously all of these options. Haters gonna hate. I'm above all of it, and I love it, and I also can't stop, but I also don't do it.
Okay.
So depending on who asks.
Got it. If you were gonna, like, binge watch a TV show with your bestie, like, what TV show would it be?
Big Brother.
That's not an option, but I know you, so I'm gonna narrow it down for you to either Adventure Time or Breaking Bad or Friday Night Lights.
Oh, my God. Coach Taylor. Adventure Time.
That's what I've assumed.
Yep.
What would you like while you're eating? What would you like to eat while you're watching Adventure Time?
Oh,
I see your answer.
A delicious pizza?
You've got pizza and chips and guac.
Oh, so chips and guac.
You're going to have to pick
between
those.
Is there orange chicken?
No.
Okay. Well,
there was not.
Okay.
Well, how would you want to celebrate your birthday with your bestie?
Oh, well, usually I celebrate every year at Playlist Live because it falls on my birthday, but this year it doesn't. So I think what I want to do, I don't know what I want to do. Maybe Chuck E. Cheese's?
Perfect. That sounds like an elaborate birthday party to me.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay.
And like if they were giving a toast at your wedding someday when you finally get married, what kind of toast do you want your bestie to give? Like funny, uplifting, sassy, nostalgic, tearjerker?
Funny. Yeah.
Okay. We've got an answer. who your celebrity best friend's going to be if anything were to happen to me.
Who is it?
You got Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about that?
I feel very positively about that. She has a very followable Instagram account.
Yeah.
Which I think is pivotal to a friendship.
As her best friend, you would be part of the Rihanna Navy.
Well, I already am in the Rihanna Navy.
I think you're wearing Rihanna Navy.
That is the color. That is actually the color that I'm wearing. No, she's great. My favorite Rihanna tweet, if I had to pick one Rihanna tweet that I love, was when she tweeted at Satan.
Satan's official Twitter.
No, Satan does not have an official Twitter. But she said, and I quote, in all caps, "Fuck you, Satan. Fuck right off." And
wow.
Maybe that'll be bleeped. I don't know.
But she didn't tag Satan.
It's got 60,000 retweets. I'm one of them. No, it's the best tweet of all time. She also – wait, can I also tell you one of my favorite Rihanna tweets? Let me find
you. Are just loving Rihanna. Yeah, I mean they said she would make a best friend even though she has a tumultuous and unpredictable lifestyle. But she's like a lot of fun and like I think you'd be able to keep up with her and your life is equally as interesting. So I can see you and Rihanna just hanging out.
My other favorite Rihanna tweet was when she was getting in a fight with somebody and she tweeted – "I refuse to help your career. You will not get an at from me. Not till you pay me. Hashtag no more free promo. Hashtag I refuse." Which I think she should have said I refuse. Like R-I-A.
Oh, wait. Like, she literally
missed opportunity.
The biggest opportunity of her life.
But that is like the tweet of the century. Because I'm like, anytime somebody's trying to come for me, I want to like just copy that and paste it.
Yeah.
And be like, "I will not help your career. I refuse to give you an at."
Yeah. Very unapologetic.
Oh my God! That was the best moment on Twitter when she was promoting her album Unapologetic, and she hashtag unapologetic on
accident. She spelled it wrong.
I was living. As soon as it happened, I texted you.
Not even her album gets that free promo from her.
She's unapologetic, as am I.
Well, I think that's it.
Well, I don't see myself, dropping you anytime soon. But if I do, I guess I'll have Rihanna as a backup. But I think you're going to stick around, Corey. Is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, I can come back next time.
Okay. Well, good. Because you are going to be here next time on Psychobabble and every time after that.
All of the time.
You have no choice. You have no option because that is what I want in life. And I'm going to get that.
I mean, I'll be here.
Cool. Cool. Thank you guys for watching.
Listening.
You're not watching. Thank you guys for listening. I'm so used to saying watching because that's my life. I've done it for 7 years, but this is a new adventure. Thank you for listening.
Listening.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. You guys are the best. If you made it this far, tweet me the hashtag unapologetic.
Yeah.
So I can know that you guys tuned in. And I think it would be fun to get the people at home involved.
Oh, definitely. Let's get them.
Wait, would anybody at home want to be like a special guest on an upcoming episode?
I definitely think they will.
Okay, so if you are a viewer, if you're a listener, if you want to be a guest, I think there's a spot for you on Psychobabble. All you got to do, tell them, Core, what do they got to do?
They just got to click the little subscribe button.
Uh-huh. On iTunes?
On iTunes.
It's that simple. And then after you do that, tweet us the screenshot of you doing that with the hashtag Psychobabble. You might be in an upcoming episode. It's that simple.
So easy.
So easy. Okay, so that was fun.
I enjoyed myself.
Oh, my gosh. The very first episode of Psychobabble's done.
It's done. Done.
So if you liked this, we have big episodes coming. What do we got coming, Cor?
Oh, I want to talk about boys in an upcoming episode.
What about a whole episode about boys?
Oh, my gosh.
Past boyfriends.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah. What about, like, back to school things?
That would be fun. I also want to do some exclusive interviews.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I can think of some people I want to interview.
Yeah.
Maybe...
The Troye Sivan?
That would be fun.
Let's get him in here.
Okay. And if you want us to do any other topics or talk to any other people, let us know on Twitter. Where can they find us, Core?
You can find me on Twitter and anywhere online at Corey Cool. It's KoreyKuhl.
Spelled so glamorously. And you can also find me, Tyler Oakley, spelled the normal way because my parents love me. And you should also subscribe on iTunes. Why should they do that, Core?
Because it's just such a little click and then you'll never miss an episode and you'll always be here with us.
Right. If you don't want to miss the episode all about boys, if you don't want to miss an exclusive interview, if you don't want to miss anything that we do, just subscribe. It's the simplest click that you'll ever click, and you will never miss an episode.
And you'll always just click it.
You'll always click it. Okay, that was fun. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Later.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.